Elissa Walker Campbell. Here we go. Game four of the NBA Finals. It is underway, and we're delighted to have back with us from CNN World Sports feature writer Motez Bashara. He is also the best-selling author of his book Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. You can go to his website, frugalfan.com. And of course, Motez is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Compare rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. Welcome back, Motez.
Hi, Elissa. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. And game four, it is underway tonight. And one of the things we've got to get right, too, is the Cavs. I mean, they played desperate basketball on Wednesday night, and they hope to even up the series this evening. Can they duplicate this type of effort?
Definitely. I don't see any reason why they can't. Obviously, the crowd is a huge factor for them, and I think it's going to be for the rest of the series for both teams. They just play completely different basketball, both teams, when they're at home. And I can't see any reason why they can't come out with the same energy in the first quarter and just build up a big lead. And hopefully, for basketball lovers, fans, for all our sakes, hopefully they can sustain that lead and really tie it up and make it a series, because if they don't, it's pretty much over.
Well, the Cavs blasted the Warriors in Game 3, and you have to love the fact that they just came out of the gate so fast and got off to such a great start. But I agree with you. I think the home factor and the crowd being behind them was really that sixth man out on the floor.
Yeah, for sure. And clearly another factor, whether it's good or bad, there was a forced adjustment that was necessary. Usually in Game 3, after the first two in a finals, there is some niggling with the coaches, and they make some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
With Ty Lue, physical factors caused Kevin Love to sit out because of the concussion fear. So he was forced, his hand was forced, and he had to go to Richard Jefferson. Well, he could have gone big, but he went to Jefferson, who was the second best player in the previous game, so he figured, why not? And it worked a charm. You know, they all played great. And I think that took a little bit of pressure off the offense, first of all, because Love, I feel like Love, they kind of try and really get him involved early with some of those three-point looks from the corner, and sometimes they ding off the rim, and it's a bit of a clumsy start, and I feel like it's forced. And this time around, they didn't have that, and also defensively, Love, although he's a great rebounder, is not a great one-on-one defender, and with a team like Golden State, he was having a lot of trouble in the first two games, so that was no secret. The big question is, will he start Love if he's able to come back in the next game, in Game 4? And I strongly suspect he will not. I think he would have to have his head examined if he brought him back in, because clearly the chemistry was working without him. The bench has no scoring whatsoever, so if they bring Love off the bench, I think that would work better.
Feature writer with CNN World Sports and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan, Motez Bashara is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so as we dissect, we break it all down, I have to ask you this, Motez. I mean, how important is Kevin Love to the Cavs?
I don't think he's as important as he, certainly not as important as he was with Minnesota, and perhaps not as important as he would be with other teams who don't have that much scoring or leadership. He's the third wheel. He's not even as important as Chris Bosh was when they had the big three in Miami. He's been looking to fit in. Although personality-wise, I think he gets along really well with Kyrie and some of the other guys, I don't think he's exactly what they thought he would be when they brought him. I don't think that's a secret at all. His numbers are slightly down. He's still a very, very effective player. You know, double-digit rebounds, usually in the high teens in scoring, and sometimes he has breakout games. But he's not the guy they thought he was going to be. I think there is a strong suspicion that he will probably move to another team next year.
So you're saying the Cavs are better without Kevin Love?
I don't think they're better without him. But, for the money they've spent on him and what they gave up for him, they probably would have been better with another piece of the puzzle. As it stands, certainly they need him, and he's an integral part of the team. Perhaps, if this wasn't against the Golden State Warriors, who have such a fast-moving offense, he would be more effective. But as it stands in Game 4, I don't think he should be starting.
Do you see Kevin Love staying with the Cavs? And also, long-term, what do you think the Cavs will do? Would they blow up this team or portions of it?
I think Love will probably leave, and I think everybody, ex-LeBron and Kyrie, are all expendable. I really, there are no real budding superstars underneath them. I mean, you look at that roster right after the big three there. And I mean, for God's sakes, you've got Richard Jefferson starting at the moment, who's 35. most people didn't even realize he was still in the league.
Uh-huh.
You know, J.R. Smith, in my opinion, is not a starter on a championship team. He's more of a sixth man, and he's just not consistent enough to be a starter. Schumpert doesn't look like he knows what he's doing at all on offense, although he's a good defender. And everyone else are kind of role players. Dellavedova hasn't shown up at all. And, you know, people blame LeBron a little bit for bringing this team together. There's a strong speculation, a big New York Times article headlined, you know, the Cavs are getting walloped with the team LeBron James put together. I'm sure he had some a little bit of a role to play, but really the buck stops with Cavs management and Cavs ownership who assembled this team. You know, I don't care how much LeBron's influence has to do with it. Michael Jordan never had anything to do with the Bulls team being assembled. They just didn't, you know, they didn't listen to him,
uh-huh.
and they won six championships. So to answer your question, I think they might have to blow up everything underneath Kyrie and LeBron.
Do you think LeBron has too much authority?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, he can voice his opinion, but they certainly don't have to listen to it. Yes, he keeps signing these one-year contracts, and I think that's more financial because I really don't see him leaving Cleveland. Where he's got to stay in the East. That's why he's been in seven finals, plain and simple. And where else is he going to go? He didn't want to stay in Miami. Could have gone to Chicago or a team with, you know, sort of more chips. But he didn't want to. He wanted to come home. And I think that, you know, he's going to stay. And they've really got to be disciplined and start spending wisely. They've gone way over the salary cap and paying a lot of luxury tax for guys who just aren't worth it. So, you know, part of this is just bad management. If you look at Golden State, on the other hand, you know, they've been very disciplined. They have three guys on that team that anyone could have picked up. Livingston and Iguodala especially were available to all 29 other teams. Nobody wanted them, which is ridiculous. And even Barbosa, Varejao, Spates, these are all effective guys. And, you know, the Cavs could have used them for sure, but, you know, that's not what happened.
Mochez, who do you think's feeling the most pressure tonight that they've got to win Game 4?
I mean, it's obviously Cleveland, you know. Golden State can afford to lose, and they go home. They've got two out of three at home, so there's no pressure at all on them. It's all on Cleveland right now. So they've got to come out early, and they've got to get a lead. But even a big lead is never safe with them, as we saw in the previous series against Oklahoma City, who blew leads consistently while dropping three games in a row. So they've got to be disciplined. They got to come out scoring. And, you know, the difference maker in the last game was obviously Kyrie Irving. So he was hitting buckets, and that made the difference.
Yes.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. if Kyrie is not on, they have a lot of problems because they don't have a lot of scoring after LeBron, especially if J.R. Smith doesn't show up.
Only about another minute with feature writer from CNN World Sports, author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. That, of course, is the great Mochez Bishara. I want to talk some coaching just quickly. Tyronn Lue, what do you think of the job that he has done in this series?
He's done about as good of a job as anyone could do who's only been a head coach in the NBA for 5 months. So, I mean, look, he's got LeBron James. It's not rocket science. You know, he's putting kind of his best five out there at the moment. And so he's making little adjustments here and there, but it's, you know, it's nothing earth-shattering. You got to keep LeBron out there. You got to keep Irving out there. And Tristan Thompson, and hope that these guys can actually make baskets.
Always a pleasure to catch up with CNN World Sports feature writer Mochez Bishara. Where can our audience connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter, The Frugal Fan, or just Google me and CNN, Mochez Bishara. You'll find all my features.
Simply one of the best. Mochez, always a pleasure to catch up. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @eRadioSports, and we will be right back.